Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings San Francisco. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 68 years ago, today, in 1957, Soviet engineers launched Sputnik 2, carrying a small dog named Laika into orbit, demonstrating rapid progress in space-like capabilities. The successful orbital mission marked a major milestone in human curiosity and technological achievement, inspiring international focus on space exploration and scientific innovation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Ocean Beach. This morning, it's looking fair with waves at 7 to 9 feet. Conditions are a bit choppy right now due to onshore winds at 11 miles per hour. Expect the waves to hold through the morning, shifting back to fair by late morning as winds drop slightly. Tides are steady, so keep an eye on the conditions as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 11 a.m., with the 4-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the west-northwest swell is 7 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 7 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 6 feet, just before 9 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy in San Francisco Bar reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday offers fair conditions with waves ranging from 6 to 8 feet, but choppy conditions develop later in the day as winds pick up to 12 miles per hour. Wednesday sees a notable increase in size, with waves reaching 8 to 11 feet, though conditions remain choppy due to strong south winds over 20 miles per hour. Thursday brings clean conditions and consistent waves between 10 to 12 feet, making it the standout day of the period. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 56 degrees, with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:08, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:40. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 62 and a south-southwest wind near 10 to 17 miles per hour, with rain developing after 10 p.m. and about a quarter to a half inch possible overnight. Wednesday stays wet with rain and thunderstorms early, a high near 61, then mainly cloudy with lows around 57 Thursday morning before dry and turning partly sunny Thursday and Friday with highs near 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Francisco Health Department is sounding the alarm over high levels of radioactive plutonium-239 detected in the air in Hunters Point. This substance, linked to lung disease and cancer, is used for nuclear weapons. City officials reported that the Navy failed to notify them of these findings for almost a year. The Navy operated the shipyard from 1945 to 1974 and is responsible for cleaning radioactive elements for the area's redevelopment. Health Officer Susan Phillips stated in a letter that air samples taken last November showed levels of plutonium-239 that exceeded the action level by 2 times. The letter expressed that San Francisco is deeply concerned about the delay in notification, as it undermines public health and transparency. The Navy has agreed to meet with city officials tomorrow. Now on to sports. In the latest NFL news, the Indianapolis Colts suffered a disappointing loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers with a final score of 27-20. Quarterback Daniel Jones struggled, leading to skepticism about his future and the Colts' Super Bowl aspirations. Despite a 7-1 record, doubts lingered due to this performance. Jones, who had been strong all season, faced pressure and made critical mistakes, resulting in 4 turnovers. Meanwhile, Matthew Stafford shined for the Rams, throwing 4 touchdowns in a 34-10 victory over the New Orleans Saints. The Kansas City Chiefs also faced challenges, potentially impacting their playoff positioning after a loss to the Buffalo Bills. The Cincinnati Bengals defense remains a concern following a last-minute defeat by the Chicago Bears. The Atlanta Falcons continue to struggle with kicking issues, while the Green Bay Packers lost to the Carolina Panthers in a surprising upset. These outcomes highlight the unpredictability of this NFL season. In local sports, the 49ers head coach, Kyle Shanahan, confirmed that quarterback Brock Purdy's turf toe is unlikely to heal this season. Purdy has missed the past 5 games after aggravating the injury in Week 4. He was ruled questionable before the team's 34-24 win over the Giants, but was inactive for the game. Shanahan stated, "It's something that probably won't fully go away all year." He emphasized the need to assess the best time for Purdy to return. Backup Mac Jones has led the team to a 5-2 record, completing 19 of 24 passes for 2 touchdowns against the Giants. The 49ers will continue to ease Purdy back into practice. In top news, more than 10 million YouTube TV customers lost access to ESPN, ABC, and other Disney channels Thursday night after contract negotiations over carriage fees collapsed. The dispute reflects broader tensions as programming companies demand higher fees for sports content, while pay television providers push back against rising subscriber bills. College football and NFL games are among the affected programming, with no clear resolution timeline. YouTube TV stated, "We know this is a frustrating and disappointing outcome for our subscribers. The blackout could lead to a $20 credit for subscribers if it lasts for an extended period." In business news, Donald Trump's grant of clemency to Changfeng Zhao, the founder of Binance, highlights failures and checks on presidential power. During a recent exchange with CNN's Caitlin Collins, Trump dismissed questions about the pardon, claiming Zhao had a lot of support and was persecuted by the Biden administration. Zhao, known as CEDES, was convicted for failing to maintain an effective anti-money laundering program and has a net worth of roughly $60 billion. Despite his controversial pardon, Trump continues to benefit from the cryptocurrency industry, raising concerns about corruption and the integrity of the American political system. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to $108,000. Ethereum is down 6% to about $3,700. And XRP is unchanged at $2.43. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The ocean is doing its best to absorb excess heat from greenhouse emissions, but once humanity achieves a net negative carbon economy, the consequences will be severe. A new study indicates that when cooling begins after fossil fuel use is stopped, The ocean will burp excess heat, resembling the effects of humanity's fossil fuel era. This emphasizes the urgency of reducing emissions. Achieving a net neutral world is crucial. The ocean produces 50% of our oxygen and absorbs 30% of atmospheric carbon. Even in an ideal climate scenario, heat trapped in the Southern Ocean could result in significant warming effects for decades. This research highlights the complexity of our climate goals, suggesting that the road to a healthier planet is still challenging. Entertainment news. The National Football League announces that Sting will headline the Super Bowl-branded concert amid controversy surrounding Bad Bunny. The Every Breath You Take singer will perform in San Francisco on February 6th at the Palace of Fine Arts, 2 days before Bad Bunny's halftime show. Sting's performance is part of the Super Bowl LX Studio 60 event, which promises unforgettable music entertainment. Tickets for Sting's concert start at $750 each. Despite criticism of Bad Bunny's selection for the halftime show, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell remains optimistic about the event. Sting previously performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2003. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American marine biologist and conservationist Sylvia Earle. And she said, "The ocean is the cornerstone of Earth's life support system, providing oxygen, regulating climate, and sustaining biodiversity. Yet it remains largely unexplored and undervalued." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Morning San Francisco.